You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
We're not paying because this guy's a fucking mook.
But I didn't say nothing.
And we don't pay mooks.
A mook? I'm a mook?
Yeah.
What's a mook?
A mook, what's a mook?
I don't know.
What's a mook?
It's the Chris Crespo Radio Show. Everybody likes him. Listen to his shit.
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
The Lord tells me he can get me out of this mess, but he's pretty sure you're fucked.
First, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
What about you guys? We ain't found shit.
And we might as well have a good time.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
All right, guys, here we go. Episode 200 of Cinema Crespediso is underway. 200. Guys, let's break off another hundo. How you doing? We are here. I am your host, Chris Crespo, Orlando's number one film critic, hosting Florida's number one movie podcast. Thank you for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. If you've been here since the beginning, we love you. If you're just downloading for the first time, we love you too. We don't discriminate. You guys are awesome. We appreciate it. Before we get started, here's your threat update. Very important threat update. Guys, the current threat level is Sienna. Kindly discard your news outlets with me. It's the co-host, Drew C. Cogburn. Drew!
What up, dude?
How you doing, dude?
Doing okay.
Episode 200.
Dude, it's a lot of episodes.
It's a lot of episodes, man.
It's a ridiculous amount of episodes.
Let's do 200 more. What do you say? Journey of a 200 episode starts with one step. If we're going to do another 200, we're doing it. We're starting off in grand style.
That's another 4 years.
Yeah, this guy hasn't been on. Take a guess when the last time this guy was on the episode. On our guest.
Yeah, 6, 8, 9, 12 months ago.
That is forever ago. Episode 118.
God, that's almost 100 episodes.
118, man, that is almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But he is here now with us. We're super excited to have him. The one and only DJ Baby Lack is here.
Yeah, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing great. How you doing, man?
Oh, wonderful, man. Wonderful.
Great to see you. Thank you so much for coming back, man. It's been a while.
Man, it's lovely, man. I love the new facility.
Thank you, yes.
Oh, man, this is awesome. Y'all boys been working.
We have it.
200 episodes?
200.
Yeah, man. Ridiculous. Yeah,
200 official episodes, another 100 or so bonus episodes.
Oh.
So, yeah. Yeah, we keep cranking out the content. Hopefully... Try and get some people's attention and try and get, you know, hopefully they're listening. I think they're listening.
Oh, they're listening, buddy.
They better be 200 deep. The people are listening to you too, Baby Lack. I want to get the plugs out of the way up top because you're so busy. What have you been up to lately? Tell me about the Baby Lack Radio.
Oh, I started, I'm going on a year and a half now, Baby Lack Radio.
Nice.
You can just click the link in my bio. It takes you right there.
Nice.
I mean, I'm reaching the whole world. It's just not just citywide.
And you're doing, I'm seeing you're doing, like you're doing hip hop, you're doing dance stuff, but on Sundays, like you're broadcasting church services.
Yeah.
And you're doing it all, man. It's pretty wild stuff.
You know, it's kind of cool to be your own program director so you don't have to follow anybody rules
exactly.
Or anything like that.
And people are tuning in because they want to hear what your program is. Like,
right.
What's Baby Lack doing? It's not, anyone can turn on the radio and listen to like Drake or Rihanna or whatever. But if you want to hear like something that's hot, that's fresh, you got to go to like indie sources. Like
put your own spin on it.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? I play the Drake Rihanna, but I put my own spin on it.
Exactly.
That's what makes it look
different. Well, you play what's hot. I listen to the mixtapes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, Jew's been known to bump a Baby like mixtape or two.
Or two.
Yeah, I've been in the car with him. What was the one with Surfboard on it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Drew listened to the fuck out of that one. That was a good
Surfboard.
One. Where else can people find you online, like Twitter and stuff?
Twitter, same thing, at DJ Baby Lack. I have a Snapchat at DJ Baby Lack, but I'm really on there. That's for girls to send me dirty pictures.
Hell
stuff,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ladies, send your titty pictures to DJ Baby Lack. And aren't you on there, Drew?
Of course.
Instahero 419?
Everywhere.
Send your titty pictures to Drew as well on the Snapchats. I'm not even on Snapchat, so I can't accept them.
You need to get on that shit, Chris.
Nah, ladies, I'll give you my cell phone number. You can send them to me direct.
What's going
to
be the next thing?
Ello was going to be it, but that faded. No one wanted to get on that one.
I mean, Vine is dead.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they killed Vine. You know what I'm hearing now? What happens if Facebook just buys Twitter and Twitter becomes their mobile yeah. application?
It very well can happen.
I mean, it all going to be consolidated. We could be at the end of the social media wars.
Yeah.
It could be over.
Oh, that'd be it.
It could all be a monopoly.
It could just end with Google and Facebook and you know.
And then they'll merge and, you know.
And then it'll just be media.
And they'll call themselves Skynet. And I'll be like, fuck.
You like it, the Skynet?
Yeah. It might be moving to that.
Oh, so, just wait. We're on our way.
So Skynet.com/DJBabyLack for all your DJ right. BabyLack needs. 100%. They got it all there. Well, thanks for taking time out of your very busy schedule, because, man, not only are you working at Cleo's, I see you working at, like, you're going to Jacksonville.
Gigs there and stuff. Last night I was in, this week just passed, Friday and Saturday, had Baby Lack Weekend in Cocoa, Florida.
Really? Nice.
And it's crazy they got, I get my own weekend in another city.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's amazing. Oh, yeah. You know, how many other DJs can say that? None.
Zero.
That's amazing, dude. When was the last time you've been out to LA? You were doing that bi-coastal thing for a minute.
Well, I was
there.
Doing a bi-coastal, but now that kind of took off, yeah. Now it's like I got to start getting booked even more. Even though I was already getting booked, yeah. I mean, I'm getting even bigger, better.
Even more in demand.
You know, closer.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Glad to see you succeeding. You work super hard. Everyone who's listening to our show or SBK Live knows your work ethic well.
Exactly.
So
thank you so much.
All that success is earned for sure. Every plate of pork chops and fried shrimp you put on Instagram, they're all deserved. Hard-earned meals right there for sure. I see them, baby. Like, I'm watching.
Yeah, I had some steak today, man.
Hell yeah. Sunday steak. Okay, guys. Episode 200. This is a special one. Not only just because you're here, baby, like, that's why I wanted you here. So happy for this. But this is also going to be, I figure 200 episodes in, might as well start changing things up. Know what I mean? Know what I mean, Drew?
Sure.
So we're doing.
So we're changing it up.
We're changing it up.
What in the hell's going on here, Chris?
Guys, we're doing a remix episode.
Hope you're ready for this. Remix!
You got it. Here we go. It's a remix show, guys.
Okay, so we're starting up here. Where are we starting? How's this? What the fuck's going on?
Exactly, Drew. It's all Crespo Dome. It's all Crespo Dome.
Okay, the whole thing.
Welcome to the Crespo Dome.
Guys. Yes, this is the remix time. You better stay on your toes, because here we go. Anything's possible. Baby Lack, you are going to be the one helping to determine exactly how this episode happens.
Oh, okay.
This is how we're doing it. Guys, here we go. The game board.
Game board!
Look at that.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Electronic and everything.
Fuck yeah, guys. Here we go. We have, there's nine, as you can see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Those are your options, Baby Lack. We are going to go through them. You're going to select how we do the show.
Okay.
So go ahead. 1 through 9. Pick one. Let's get it started.
I would pick my favorite number. But I'll pick number 9.
Number 9. Go ahead and flip up number 9.
Oh, it says Lightning round.
Boom.
The questions. You give us the answers.
Already, lightning
time
round.
For the light point.
That's
round.
How the show's gonna go. Baby, like, I have 10 questions.
Okay.
I need 10 answers. I'm gonna go ahead and leave the board right here in the middle. All right. So we can use it.
I like that, though.
Here we go. Number 9 is out of the question. Here we go. Baby Lack, I have 10 questions. I need 10 answers. And then we're going to move on. Drew, start the clock.
Go.
Number 1. What is hot right now?
Drake.
Number 2. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Vanilla.
Number 3. Is immortality possible?
Yes.
Number 4. Team sleep or team no sleep?
Team no sleep.
Number 5. Family feud or Wheel of Fortune?
Family feud.
Number 6. Batman. Number 6, Batman, hero or criminal?
Criminal.
Number 7, ooh, controversial, number 7, remixes, great ideas or the greatest ideas?
Great ideas.
Number 8, what is the best radio station in town?
Oh, DJ Babylack Radio.
Yeah, number 9, 16 Candles or the Sistine Chapel?
16 Candles.
And finally, number 10, Ronald McDonald, the Burger King, and the Wendy's girl get into a knife fight. Who wins?
Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald, there we go. That was your lightning round.
I said the Wendy's girl, dude. She's all tiny.
You think the Wendy's girl?
Dude, she can get down low, start cutting arteries in the legs.
But Ronald McDonald, he's got the reach, though. He's got the
legs. Ronald got an extra knife on his wig.
He probably does.
We all agree that Burger King's huge head makes him easy kill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much blood in that face.
Exactly. Oh, he's done. Yeah, exactly. One poke at all, man. He's drowning in his own blood.
Exactly. I mean, all you gotta do is go for the beard. It's so big.
And it's over.
Yeah.
And it's over. That was number 9. All right, baby, like, here we go. Choose another number.
I'm going to go at number 1.
Number 1, flip it. Let's see what it says. Drew, what does it say?
New movies.
New movies. Here we go. New movies coming out on DVD this week. Have you seen Sausage Party, baby? Like?
Oh, so amazing.
I have not.
Dude, you got to see it.
I've been hearing about
it. It's animated. It's so silly.
It's a crazy movie.
It is
movie.
Ridiculous.
If Drew says good, then it's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's right up our alley. Don't show it to your baby girl. Though.
Right.
Yeah. It's definitely for the adults, 100%.
Yeah, it's an adult cartoon.
This is a really good movie. We saw it at the Florida Film Festival. Morris from America.
Mm.
Okay.
And it's Craig Robinson. And it's him and his son. He's like a single father, and because of his job, he works like in soccer. He has to live in a small town in Germany. So him and his son are like the only black people in like this entire town.
Not only the only black people, but they're also the only Americans in the entire town.
Yeah. So
what kind of black are they? Like black like me?
That's kind of the thing, though. Like they're. I mean, what? That's part of what he's asking. What is American black? Because I mean, Morris
Craig Robinson character probably more like you.
Right, yeah, Craig Robinson. His character's son, all about music.
His son definitely.
They're both all about music, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But the thing is, that's people like the Frenchies there or the Germans. They ask him the kid. They're like, so, you're black. So what? You play basketball and you freestyle rap? It's like. Not really. I mean, yeah, I'm black, but I mean, those things just don't come naturally to me. You know, it's like I do rap a little. So it is kind of like the stereotypes of what is a black person in America. How is that seen in a completely different culture and all that stuff? And then them trying to fit into this weird German. It's weird to them, German culture,
right.
Obviously. You know, it's a really good movie. It's funny, but also very like emotional and just well done.
It's a good coming of age movie.
It's good. And Craig Robinson's really good.
What's the name of that again?
Morris from America.
Morris from America.
You're gonna be. You'll see that on like Redbox and stuff enough. Like that.
I'm a fire stick. Got that.
Yeah. Oh, you got. But you got that super fire stick.
Yeah,
though.
I got the fire.
You
stick.
Ain't got the normal Amazon fire stick. No. My dad got one
He's
of
got
those.
That super fire stick.
My dad's got one of those boxes now. It's not exactly the fire stick, but it's the same thing where it just goes and it gets everything. And now he's just watching. He's watching whatever comes up. He doesn't give a shit.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Drew, what's coming out in theaters?
In theaters this week, we got Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, this really weird-looking Ang Lee movie.
Yeah, it's from the director of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Mm-hmm. And The Life of Pi comes a war movie based on a book about a dude who's... he was in, I guess, Iraq War or... he was over in Afghanistan, whatever was recent. One of the two wars that we fought simultaneously.
Right.
He was over there. He saw his friends die in combat. He survived. So he's back in America, and they're honoring him at halftime at a football game. And he has to deal with the fact that his, quote, like, his greatest day was, like, a terrible day for him because everyone he knew died. He almost died. He's got PTSD from it and shit like that. But he's at a football game, and they're like, woo, they're cheering him on and shit. The trailer looks interesting. What's weird about this movie is that they shot it 120 frames a second as opposed to 24 frames a second for super, super high definition, high clarity.
Yeah.
And some of the reviews of that have not been too pretty. So it looks like video.
Yeah.
Like it's too much detail.
Too much.
Yeah. Our eyes aren't used to it, so I don't know. We'll
Whatever
see.
Y'all tell me, go see, I'm going to see.
Well, that one, I don't know about that one for sure yet.
Right.
So we'll have to wait. Well, it's coming out in theaters.
Almost Christmas.
Almost Christmas, which looks like I saw the trailer for this recently. It looks like the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah,
but with like a
both Danny Glover,
but with Danny Glover and like a black family. It's like Black National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. I think Danny Glover when he played like the old man, like when the movie with Chris Rock.
Yeah,
the whole family type thing.
Yeah. And even in the trailer, you even see him. He's doing like, I'm too old for this shit. That's like his go-to line.
Right. Now.
He doesn't even say in Lethal Weapon movies anymore.
Nope.
He says that like whatever he's in. Now it's just like, I'm too old for this shit. Danny Glover's great. No relation to Donald Glover, right?
Yeah, none.
I don't think so. No. Are you watching that Atlanta?
I'm gonna watch it.
Dude, seriously, it's so good.
Black, it's so good.
It is amazing.
I'm on like 17 shows.
I know,
I'm
sure
you are.
There's so many shows.
I'm sure, but eventually you have to watch it.
Right. There's so much TV out there.
I see they got a season finale coming this week.
No, it was last week.
It was last week. Okay. It was last week.
Yeah, 10 episodes. They just did 10. And they're definitely doing a second season. Oh, man. Too. That's a crazy show. So very awesome. Interesting. Very interesting. What else come out in theaters?
Shut In, that new Naomi Watts movie. Where,
sure.
You know, yeah, it comes out.
I don't know much about that.
And Arrival.
Arrival, the science fiction movie.
Yes.
The aliens, the spaceships come, and they're trying to decipher their language.
Well, a girl could talk to them and stuff.
Yeah, she's a linguist. And it's from the director of the guy who's doing the new Blade Runner movie coming out in a year or two.
Okay.
So looking forward to seeing that. The guy's a good director. He's a French-Canadian
fan. I have a feeling it's going to be really good.
Yeah. Well, the reviews have been good at a film festival.
I wonder how she know their language. You know,
They're going to have to get into that, right?
Yeah.
So I wonder how much detail they get into it. Or is she just like a genius or something? She's like, oh, I just know. Yeah. I don't know much about the movie outside of what's in the trailers, and I kind of try to keep it that way so I can still be kind of surprised. It's hard to like do a show about movies and then have them still kind of surprise you. You know what I mean?
I feel you, man.
So, but this one, I feel like, you know, I can keep some distance. Anything else coming out?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Back to the board, baby. Lank, here we go. Pick another number.
Well, I go with my favorite.
Number 7. What does it say?
That says
that's the Vox Populi. That's a segment of the people, baby. Like, here we go. The voice of the people.
Oh, okay.
Vox Populi. The juice is going to pull up the emails.
Oh, this question's for me.
It's from the people. There may be questions. There may be questions. We'll see. We'll see. This is the people, baby. Like, to hit us up every week. CinemaCrespediso at gmail.com. Or on Facebook, Cinema Crespediso, or on Twitter at Crespediso. They give us their movie reviews, their questions, whatever, and then we read them in the Vox Populi, the segment of the people. Juicy Cogburn, what do we got?
Paul Hine got at us on Facebook.
What's up, Paul?
Says, yo, Cinema Crespediso.
What's up?
Doctor Strange was a fantastic watch, and I would recommend everyone see it in 3D. You guys didn't mention the Infinity Stone reveal in your bonus spoiler episode. Mm-hmm. It's crazy to think the slow build towards Thanos in the gauntlet after he was post-credit scene back in 2012. I mean, if you guys remember, how long ago did I call the Thanos Infinity Stone thing?
I mean, yeah.
How many Marvel movies was it? Was it like one?
Well, yeah.
I think two.
Yeah, you were calling that shit forever ago. For years, I've been saying that you've been on top of that. I can vouch. Yeah, so that's, Doctor Strange 3D. We'll talk about that when we do the box office recap. But man, that Doctor Strange.
It was really good.
It was really good. And like you mentioned, there's a spoiler bonus episode. Yeah, people can check out the spoiler bonus episode we just put out. If you've already seen the movie, download that, because we go into all the spoilers, all the details. This is a spoiler-free zone, so that's how we do.
He continues with, I don't think DC will ever match the movie excellence Marvel has achieved. Side note, could the Lego Batman movie be the greatest DC movie ever made?
Oh, man. Have you ever seen that Lego movie?
Nah, I know what you're talking about, though.
Lego Batman in that movie is amazing. He's super funny.
So good.
And from that, they're spinning that off into the Lego Batman movie, and that shit looks ridiculous.
I mean, he might be the second greatest Batman of all time.
They going that deep?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give him a whole movie.
Just Lego Batman.
Zach Galifianakis is the Joker, is the voice of the Joker. Ray Fiennes is Alfred. It's going to be... Oh my god.
It's gonna be the silliest, highest fucking.
I'm taking mental
Batman
notes
movie.
Of all this, so I'm gonna take one day off this week.
So yeah, yeah, get
everything.
Lego movie is a lot of fun. It's actually a really cool movie. And like you would look at it and be like, Lego movie is probably a dumb movie for kids.
Right.
But it's like actually
it's not.
It's really fun and really smart, and it reminds me a lot of movies like Airplane and Naked Gun, where it's like joke, joke, joke. Like every 10 seconds is a joke, man. It doesn't let up, and it's awesome.
Okay.
It's really cool. Thanks, Paul, for the Doctor Strange 3D review. And yeah, I think he's right. At this point, I don't know, Marvel's doing such a better job than DC. Did you ever see Suicide Squad?
I did see Suicide Squad.
What'd you think of it? Did you like it?
It was okay.
Just okay?
See,
right. But just okay, though, right?
Yeah, just okay. It wasn't fantastic.
I mean, it didn't blow me away. I mean, good watch.
I haven't met a single person that's been like, I loved it. You know, either people don't like it or they just say, yeah, it's good.
I mean, it spawned a lot of Harleys for Halloween.
So. Oh, yeah, it did. Yeah,
it did that.
Yeah, it did for sure.
I just can't wait till next year when we get all the Wonder Women.
Yeah, next year's gonna be a bunch of Wonder Women for sure. Yeah. And a couple of cyborgs, that's gonna be a tough
Maybe,
one.
Yeah.
Cyborg's gonna be hard.
That is.
Alright, back to the Vox Populi.
We got an email from our boy Gabe.
What's up, Gabe?
At Rage Against Twit.
He's our homie.
What up, show and DSO Nation?
Here we go.
Wow, 200 episodes. I want to say thank you for the many hours of entertainment, discussions, diatribes, and soliloquies on things like our feeble existence and our impending doom. This show has honestly soothed me through some personal rocky times, and that is invaluable. You consistently put out great content, and I respect Chris for his writing and vast movie knowledge. The exhilarating Drewster is a cool guy, and great on the mic, too. Combine that with the talents of a Billy D, and now we've got a party going on. Shout out to the Populi, all the listeners, and the guest for taking the time out to talk movies. You're all important, and I hope it encourages Chris and Drew to continue this podcast thing. No movie reviews. In Panama, visiting a friend, missing you already, discussed Doctor Strange. I'll catch you guys next week. You know where to find me. Always too close to the screen. At Rage Against Twit.
Panama. Homie right in from Panama. Wow, that's nice. Thanks, dude. We appreciate that. Oh, that reminds me. That reminds me. He's in Panama. We just got through another month. The month of October, up and down. So I had the top 10 downloads for the U.S. and international. I'm going to throw these out there real quick. Okay. I knew I was forgetting something. Of course, in the U.S., our number one downloads come in Florida. That's the way it is, because we're a Florida podcast. But 2 through 11, actually, is California, Iowa, New York, Ohio, Illinois, North Carolina, Texas, Missouri, Maryland, and Washington, D.C. Shout out to that's
Barack listening to you.
Barack's listening on his way out. Yeah. I gotta get down some of these movies. Worldwide, guys, obviously, United States is number one, but filling out the rest of the top 10, the United Kingdom, all combined, is number 2. Canada, France, China, Germany, Japan, the Netherlands, and Bulgaria. Shout outs to Bulgaria.
Seriously.
Making the list. Good job, guys. Now I expect Panama to be on the list somewhere. Gabe, what's up with that? Back to the Vox Populi. Thanks for all the kind words, Gabe, too. We also appreciate it.
Sure. We got an email from Scott.
What's up, Scott?
He's got haikus and reviews of Jack Reacher, : Never Go Back,
okay,
and Doctor Strange.
All right, here we go. Jack Reacher first.
They tried to warn us. Never Go Back subtitle. Next time, take the hint.
You remember, did you ever see the first Tom Cruise Jack Reacher
movie? Right.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you like it?
It was okay. It was good.
What do you feel about the second one? Did you even see it?
I didn't see it yet.
Do you want to see it?
It's the new one when he said it's two things going to happen.
Yeah.
The phone's going to ring. Okay, I'm ready to see that.
You want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear what Scott's review.
All right. I really liked the first Jack Reacher movie, so when another one was made, I was up for it. I mean, I wasn't dying for more Jack Reacher, but if they wanted to do it again, I was willing to as well. But man, does this second go around suck. Reacher comes right out and says it in the film. I'm used to working alone, and the character is at his best when he works alone.
And he has many people with him in this movie.
I mean, it's a simple formula. Lone wolf hitchhikes from one wrongdoing to another, setting each one right in his own lone wolfy kind of way. Should be foolproof, right? But what do they do here? Give him not one, but two tag-alongs. The first one is a military police major who the script relentlessly tries to force as a sexy love interest for Reacher.
Yeah.
But there's zero chemistry.
Aww.
And it doesn't help that Kobe Smulders is at least 3 inches taller than Tom Cruise.
She is much taller than him.
And the second is an even more forced maybe daughter character to join, maybe dad and potential new stepmom.
But that maybe?
On the lam as they try to outrun the evil conspiracy that's wanting to frame and kill all of them. Not so spoiler alert, it's not Reacher's daughter, which is painfully obvious from the moment the idea is even mentioned. Jack Reacher has never stopped whooping ass long enough to have sex. This is a known fact.
That's true. But Jack Reacher does not seem like the type of character to have sex.
No.
He's too busy being like
whooping ass.
Yeah, being a bad ass. Yeah. He's like, it weakens the knees.
And as contrived as all that character stuff is, the plot is every bit as rudimentary. This evil conspiracy is annoyingly simplistic and ham-fisted. And all the bad guys are played by characters who always play bad guys. So there are literally no surprises along the way. And the running, my God, so much running. This movie is just a 2-hour foot chase with a bunch of elbows and knees and bullets to the head sprinkled throughout.
Yeah.
No shit. The best part of Jack Reacher 2, Never Go Back, was seeing the John Wick Chapter 2 trailer before it.
Oh, John Wick, yeah. You like John Wick?
John Wick 2, bro.
I was going to bring that up.
John Wick is so good.
I'd seen the trailer online before, but this was my first time seeing it on the big screen. Come on, February, get here already.
For real.
And the irony of that trailer shown before this movie wasn't lost on me. Soon as it was done, I knew I was going to be disappointed with Never Go Back. John Wick's connection to his pets is a million times more compelling than any personal connection Jack Reacher might ever try to have with another human being.
Oh.
Don't bother.
Poor Jack Reacher. Yeah, dude. Chapter 2. John Wick Chapter 2 is going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be amazing.
That's one of them. Toughest son of a SOB that I ever seen in my life, boy.
Dude, he's so bad. He's so bad.
Why did they have to kill his puppy? All they had to do was not kill his puppy.
And that's it.
Yeah. That's all they had to do was not kill his puppy.
He was living in the woods by himself.
They just had to not kill his puppy.
They fucked with him, and he destroyed them.
Well, whoever messed with him this time, they might see part one.
That's so true. They're fucked. That's why it's chapter two. There's got to be a chapter two. Oh, so excited. Yeah, and seeing that trailer in front of another action movie, you're like, oh, I want to see the good action movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's tough.
Keanu?
What, the movie Keanu?
No. Is he playing
John Wick?
Right.
Oh, he's back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's back. Right. I thought you were talking about Keanu in the movie. Did you see that with the Key and Peele movie?
No, I didn't.
With the kitten?
With the cat. Right, I know what you're talking about.
I like,
it was hilarious.
I like that movie. Yeah, I thought it was good. Some people don't like it, but I like it. I thought it was good.
Now on to Doctor Strange.
A Doctor Strange review. Okay, let's hear it, Scott.
First a haiku.
Let's hear your haiku, Scott.
A must in 3D and high if you're so inclined.
Hi-yo.
See Doctor Strange now. I mean, I'm gonna have to agree with that statement 100%.
Doctor Strange, hi. Okay, let's hear Scott's review.
Sometimes I'll splurge on an IMAX showing if I want to see a particular film as big and as loud as possible, but not very often. Mm-hmm. And I try to avoid splurging on 3D most of the time because it's utterly unnecessary crap.
Yeah.
That said, I purposely chose a more inconvenient showtime to see Doctor Strange in IMAX 3D. And it was worth every fucking penny.
Nice.
I'd be willing to pay that same jacked up ticket price again to watch it like that a second time. In fact, I probably will. And so will I, Scott. So will I.
Wait, should we go see it on IMAX this time, Drew?
Yes.
Like on the biggest screen? Because we saw it in a normal theater, but it was a
renovated. No, we should see it on IMAX.
We should.
Okay. We should.
So this is so good, you got to see it twice.
There's some things that I would like to re-see, yes.
There is one specific scene that I really want to see again.
We'll talk about it when we do our review for sure, but let's hear what Scott has to say.
Strange is simply a gorgeous film to watch. There are certain action sequences that are so mind-bogglingly trippy and beautiful, you could just turn the sound off and it would only diminish the overall enjoyment of about 5 to 10% at most.
Huh.
It's so bright and colorful and geometric. This film is a giant, brilliant kaleidoscope with just a decent enough story spinning right along with it to make it work. And it's got jokes, too. Strange is a surprisingly snarky character. I'm not familiar with the comics, so I don't know if his sense of humor and penchant for rule-bending is endemic in the character, like, say, Spider-Man. But I wasn't expecting, and I really enjoyed those humorous moments throughout the movie. I won't burn the joke, but the Evan and Costello-esque banter that Strange and... Caecilius. I hate reading that name.
Caecilius, the bad guy.
Caecilius shared when they first met cracked me the fuck up. Even the closing credits made me giggle. Twice. Caecilius' henchmen are listed simply as Strong Zealot, Tall Zealot, Blonde Zealot, and Brunette Zealot. An actor knows it's bad when the writers give your character only a first name, but a mere description tells you you're truly expendable.
Yeah.
And then the very last line of the end credits is a PSA about distracted driving being very dangerous, a nice little wink to the gruesome car accident that set the whole plot in motion. Sure, it's not Deadpool hilarious credits, but still. I admittedly ignore the whitewashing controversy. Maybe it's because I never read the comics, so I can't really demand loyalty to the original characters. But I just don't care that Tilda Swinton is supposed to be an Asian male, because it's Tilda Swinton! I want her in everything, because she's always awesome, and she does not disappoint here either. Much like Beyonce performing at the CMAs, I don't care that she doesn't belong there. I just want to see more Beyonce. Speaking of, Queen Bey had her own little cameo part of yet another really funny scene in the film. I do remember that. Remember when he does the joke about Beyonce?
Yeah.
And then like 2 seconds later, he goes back to the guy and he's listening to Beyonce.
Yeah, there's a straight up Beyonce joke in the movie. It's pretty funny.
Love Doctor Strange. The MCU continues to grow bigger and richer, and I don't mean profitable, but yes, that too.
Yeah.
I can't wait for more of this Strange. Like I said, I'm definitely going to see it again while it's in theaters. It's worth my money, your money, all the monies. There are two after-credit scenes. Both are really good, showing us a couple of new directions the Marvel story could take. So I recommend stay, or just look them up on YouTube like a goddamn heathen. One last thing.
A heathen.
Oh, minor spoiler. Can't talk about this.
Skipping it. Skipping the spoiler.
Yep. Take care. Happy 200th, guys. Scott.
Appreciate the email, the review, Scott. Thank you very much. Sound like he loved Doctor Strange.
Yeah, he did.
For sure. And Drew's taking the editorial producer decision. Good job. I appreciate it.
I'm going to go ahead and watch Doctor Strange tonight, and then I'm going to send y'all an email about it for next week.
Yeah, dude. Do that. And we'll read it episode 201, Baby Lax Review. That would be so awesome. If you can see it in 3D. See it in 3D if you can.
I'm gonna see it in Home D.
Home D, okay.
Yeah, that's not Home D.
That's what I thought. I was just saying, but okay.
I might try. It's just, you know, scheduling and you
absolutely.
Know, things.
Like we were saying, you're super busy. Anytime you can find time to watch a movie, it's amazing that you do. You work so hard, is what I'm saying. Thank you, Scott.
Sir, that is Vox Populi.
That's Vox Populi. Okay, great. Moving on to the game board. Baby Lack, please, we need another number. We got 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, and 8.
What days y'all go to the movie on?
We went on Saturday.
We went yesterday, yeah.
Y'all go on Saturdays most of the time.
No, this is up Friday,
normally,
Saturday.
Yeah. We mix it up. Normally it's either Friday or Saturday.
I went to a matinee this morning. I was at the movies at 9:30 this morning, man. Yeah, I mix it up, bro.
That's what I used to do.
Matinees?
But I used to go to the movie for football. See, it just... football, just everything. Just
If you're into football, then at 6 months of the year, you gotta go before 1 o'clock. Yeah, yeah, that'll fuck shit up. All right, the game board. Here we go. Choose a number, sir. Number 4.
Oh, swag.
Oh, shit, swaggery.
Oh, the swag bag.
We got swag bag time. We got the blue bag. We got the flowery bag. Pick one, sir. Pick one.
Flowery.
Flowery bag.
Yeah.
Drew,
potpourri.
Break it out and let Baby Lack know what he may get to go home
you
with.
You may
today.
Get to go home with a puzzle bug. 100 pieces. It's a guinea pig trying to lift a weight.
Yes.
There's also a... Toy Tunes, easy to play kazoo.
You're a musician.
I need that for the club.
Fuck yeah.
We've got a DVD copy of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Great movie.
Yeah, that's my movie.
Also involving music.
Treasure Hunt. You have disc one of season 4 of House on DVD.
There you go. Random House episodes on DVD.
You got a travel little version of some Spunk hybrid lubricant.
Got some lube.
It looks like semen.
It looks like semen, baby. Like, it's lube.
You have a 92-93 Fleer Ultra Alonzo Mourning rookie card.
Alonzo Mourning rookie card.
And a whole bunch of stickers.
And a whole bunch of stickers, baby. Like,
and I am a basketball collector.
And you are. Well, there you go. That's all yours.
Just in case.
And look at the quality of this card too. It's in plastic, right? Yes. That card is for real, right?
Yes,
now, baby,
is.
Like, all this can be yours, or we put the bag away and you take what Drewster Cogburn has in the box right over here.
What's in the box? What's in the fucking box?
You can take all that shit that's in the bag, or we put the bag away and you take what's in the box. What do you want to do?
I think I'm going to take the bag.
We're going with the bag.
Yeah.
Right.
Secure the bag. Gotta secure the bag.
That's a pretty damn good bag. It's a good bag, I gotta say. You got some good shit. There's a whole bunch of stickers in there and stuff. We got some new Cinema Crest Veniso stickers in there. So there
new,
you go.
Old, all sorts of stickers.
All sorts of stuff. And that puzzle.
Guinea pig puzzle.
Yeah, the guinea pig trying to lift the guinea pig. You can't lift that dumbbell.
No, he can't.
That silly guinea pig. I can't wait to see that completed and on Instagram. I can't wait for that.
I'll do that tonight.
Awesome. Yeah, while you're watching Doctor Strange. There you go. That'd be perfect. Perfect. Okay. That was number 4. All right, back to the game board. 2, 3, 5, 6, 8.
I'll take number 3.
Number 3. Drew, will you please?
Box office.
We're doing a box office recap. All right, here we go. Oh, I didn't mean that one. Drew, box office top 5.
Uh-huh.
Where are we going?
Starting at number 5.
Number 5, here we go.
Number 5 was Inferno. Had a weekend gross of $6.25 million.
Tom Hanks.
Total of 26.
Da Vinci Code.
Yes, exactly. The Da Vinci Code character. But this time he's trying to stop like some sort of worldwide demise.
Some sort of virus. He's got to save the world.
Nah, there's something going on. We didn't see it.
Don't care.
And no one wrote in their review of it.
Nobody cares.
So I don't think anyone saw it.
What?
I don't think anyone saw it. But this is the type of movie where they made it because it's going to make a lot of money international. you know.
Okay, yeah. And the Vatican and all that.
Yeah, Italy and England and Mexico and China, it's going to make a whole bunch of money. So if it doesn't make a lot of money here in America,
yeah, that's fine. I mean, fine. Right now...
Don't worry about it.
It's right now, it's sitting 26 domestic here in the U.S. Foreign, it's made $159 million. Worldwide total of $185
almost $200 million worldwide, three quarters of it international.
Yep.
That's something.
That's why they made it.
So there you go. That's exactly why I made it. What's number four?
Coming in number four, boo! I'm a day of Halloween. We can grow 7.8, total of 64.9.
All right, now this movie is making money after Halloween's over.
Yes.
My mother said, she's, oh, you gotta go see it. Oh, she is so funny. Oh, you gotta see Madea.
She's a
Madea
fan?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She saw it.
We saw Madea made a Christmas.
Yes,
Madea made a Christmas. We even got the poster up there at the very top. We got the Madea poster holding the little white girl.
Yeah.
I was crying. I've seen a couple of Madea movies, man. I'm not the biggest fan. We watched them, though. Yeah. You watch them? Yeah, you see them?
I mean, I know. I like the plays better than I like the movies.
Like the serious stuff, you mean?
No, she has a play. That's where it all started.
Yeah,
it all started
with the plays.
Yeah, so that's what.
You prefer it in play form.
Right, right.
You know, maybe it just works better as a play. Because he's not really a filmmaker. But he's been a playwright for years, Tyler Perry.
His movies aren't that good.
And maybe that's why his TV shows are more successful. Because his TV shows are
where that's pretty much like a play.
Yeah. It's just a play. And he's making so much money. It's crazy on those TV shows. Because he has two shows at over 100 episodes each, and that's syndication money. So now he can resell the show to all these other stations and networks, and they just play
him forever.
They play it late at night, and he gets a cut of that check.
Remember that one movie? He used his own house, own cars. The one when
the original one?
Yeah, when she burned him, when she burned the man with the cigarettes and stuff.
I don't know the name of the first one, the very first.
But he used all his own stuff.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, so he didn't have to pay anything.
Now the Madea movies, those have his biggest budgets. $20 million it costs to make a Madea movie now, and I think a good chunk of that is going into his pocket, as it should, because it's all his. That's his baby. We said this on the show a bunch of times. I'm not the biggest fan of the actual movies he does and stuff, but man, I respect that success.
The hustle.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Motherfucker works.
Yeah, it's amazing what he cranks out. So I wish it was better. We'll see. Maybe his next one will be better.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Hacksaw Ridge. All
right, here
we go. Weekend gross $14.75 million, same as total.
That new Mel Gibson directed war movie.
Right, right.
This is what I saw this morning. I went and saw this. This is an intense way to start your Sunday, guys. A war movie is an intense Sunday morning movie. If you've seen the trailer, you pretty much know the story.
Right.
Okay,
right.
In the trailer, they show it. It's like World War II is going down. This guy's a conscientious objector for religious reasons. He wants to contribute to the effort. He wants to go, quote, fight with his friends and soldiers, but he doesn't want to kill. And the movie explains why, you know, it's all whatever. We get it. He doesn't want to kill because of religious reasons.
Right.
So he goes to battle as a medic without a gun, and he's trying to save people. And that's how he makes his name, and that's how he makes his mark, by saving people instead of killing people.
Yeah, I remember he said he got off the gurney himself to go help somebody else.
Yeah, it gets into it, actually. The last, I want to say, 40 minutes of the movie is the assault on Hacksaw Ridge, which was like a 2 or 3 day operation. All these other people getting hurt and killed, and him doing all this shit trying to save people, and then going above and beyond and stuff. And at times he's like hurt and everything. And it's a pretty intense, crazy movie. It's like really well made, very, very violent. The budget for like hacked off, to make it look like your legs are hacked off with the meat hanging and the bones hanging, like that budget must have been over the top. It's a very violent movie. At one point, like when they first climb over the hill, right, and they're walking onto the battlefield and it's all smoky and they can't see shit. They keep looking down the ground and they're walking over like here's a pile of like intestines. Then they're over here like then here's a burned body with like maggots on all over its face. And then at one point like they start firing, so they hit the ground and this dude hits the ground, looks over, and it's like a dead body with like rats come out of its mouth. It's like
sweet.
You know, it's like the horrors of war. It's like how terrible can war be? This is like
pretty awful.
It's trying to show you how horrible war is. You know, which is like I don't know. We get it, right? We get it.
Oh, I totally get it.
War sucks. We get it.
War is hell.
But it's really well made. It's a good movie, you know, for what it is, for sure. If you're into war movies and stuff, if you want to see a Mel Gibson movie, it's worth checking out. This is Mel Gibson's first movie in 20 years in the English language.
Yeah, makes sense.
Think about that. His last two movies, Apocalypto.
Yep.
Oh, yeah,
and The Passion of the Christ.
Yep, totally not English. Not even in spoken language.
Yeah.
Like nowadays spoken language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anywhere.
Yeah, yeah, Aramaic.
And it's a dead language.
And like Mayan, like old.
Another dead language.
It's crazy how he transferred from actor to
filmmaker. Like that. Yeah, filmmaker. Exactly. And if he didn't have that crazy scandal, who knows how much more work he would have done over the last 10 years. This is his first movie in 10 years. Yeah. So
well, he's a crazy asshole.
So we'll see how it goes. He's going on the forgiveness tour, though. He's doing all the interviews and be like, "I'm atoning." You know, He said he hasn't had a drink or anything in 10 years. He's been 10 years sober. So cheers, I'll drink to that.
Yeah, I'll drink to that.
Yeah, baby, like cheers, cheers. All right, here we go. 10 years sobriety, good for him. It's a good movie. I say if you want to see a war movie, you want to see a Mel Gibson movie, check it out. But otherwise, like I don't know, it's a war movie, so it's tough. The second half is tough. And it's also kind of predictable. Anyway, that was number three?
Yeah.
What's number two?
Number two, Chris. Trolls. That fucking movie made $45.6 million.
Wow, that's a lot of money. Wow. That's a lot of money.
Are you kidding? I'm flabbergasted.
$45 million for Trolls. Well, you know, first off, Justin Timberlake. Right?
Yeah.
He's one of the main voices.
Okay.
He wrote a song for it.
Sure.
There's been a song that's on the radio for a while.
Okay.
So that's going to give you some clout. That's going to get you attention in pop culture.
Yes.
Because he's Justin Timberlake, right? He's a big deal. So I can see where some of that money is coming from.
Kids movie.
It's a kids movie. Saying. When's the last kids movie to come out? Storks? It's been a while. It's been a few months.
7 weeks.
There's been a lot of kids movies during the summer, but now when they're in school and stuff, they don't get that many of them.
Everybody's seen a troll. Everyone knows, once in their life.
Everyone knows what they are.
Right.
They know what those stupid little things are, man. Isn't that amazing? So $45 million. There we go. Hey, good for them. And you know what? On a lot of other weekends, $45 million would have got them number one.
Yeah, not on this weekend.
Not this weekend.
This weekend, number one's Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, got number one.
$84.9 million.
It was tracking at $70 million, so 84 is good. It's more than what Disney was expecting. And for a movie like this, like a crazy, weird magician superhero in November, to make almost $100 million is really good.
Here's the thing, Chris. And with word of mouth, I have a feeling that this movie is not going to take that much of a dip.
Yeah, I think this movie is going to stick around for a while, and this is why it made me go like, because of what Drew and I are about to do right now. I recommend everyone go see this movie.
Yes, everybody. I mean, see it in the largest format you can see.
Like, even if you're...
And you know what? Pony up the couple bucks. Go see it in 3D.
See it in
3D. It's totally worth it.
Even if you're not a fan of the Marvel movies, like superhero movies and stuff.
It.
Like, I was even thinking about, should I go take my mom to see this?
Yes, you should.
Because it's so weird.
Enlighten her. Expand her mind, bro.
It's crazy. Like there's one scene that happens really early on. And you even see it in the trailer a little bit, right? Where in the trailer, Doctor Strange, he's the magician to be, the wannabe magician. He shows up to the Ancient One, the old teacher. And she's like, let me show you. And she touches his head and pushes him. And in the trailer, you see him like going flying backwards, right? And then it cuts. In the movie, this happens like the first 20 minutes. In the movie, he goes flying through this wormhole that goes on for like 4 or 5 minutes. It's like all these crazy colors, like 2001 A Space Odyssey or like the end of Speed Racer. And,
times 10.
And then he's going through like different dimensions and it's like shit just makes no sense.
Everything is super geometric.
And then it gets really trippy and weird. Awesome. And he looks at his hand and his fingers become tiny hands and then those hands become little hands and then like they start grabbing him. It is so weird, man.
Yeah, no, if you've never taken hallucinogens, this is the closest thing you're ever going to get.
Was Doctor Strange in any of the other Marvel movies?
No.
Not yet. No.
Okay, now he's going to be combined.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Exactly. Because what they do with the Hoon Baby, like, the Doctor Strange character opens up the world of magic and other dimensions and, like, time manipulation and stuff. So now they can use
to get some of the other people.
Yes, to get to all the crazy shit. Mm. So they can use that now to tie Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor to Iron Man and Captain America, and it's all going to tie into one big movie in the Avengers Infinity War, where all these characters are going to be in one movie. All of them. Yep. For like, what, five minutes each? It makes no sense.
Maybe. You'll just be seeing people like flying around in the background.
Flying around in the background. Doctor Strange
goes... Yep. You just see tiny little Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I'm interested in the Aquaman.
Yeah. That's DC doing their whole crazy thing where they got the Wonder Woman, Aquaman, the Batman, Flash.
So
they're making all these movies at the exact same
time. I've been on Luke Cage.
Oh, Luke Cage is great.
Luke Cage is fun.
I finished that.
So you finished that one? The next one is Iron Fist, where it's going to be Kung Fu.
And then they come together to be Power Man and Iron Fist.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of Luke Cage, hopefully, in the Iron Fist show.
Should be.
So Luke Cage named Power Man.
Yeah, he's Power Man.
Yeah. He even has the Power Man outfit.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. We're in the golden age of comic book movies, apparently, obviously, because when something like Doctor Strange can come out and be so weird, and still make a lot of money.
Guardians of the Galaxy started that for Marvel. Weirdness.
They did, but Doctor Strange took it to another level. Literally to another level.
A whole different level.
Yeah, though. Literally. So
2 hours, 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Less than two. No, 210.
210? That was a pretty fast 210.
Yeah, it was.
Well, that means intensified.
Yeah, there's a lot going on because like the action scenes are all very unique because it's the magic and stuff and the way they're doing the rules that they set up. Like there's one action scene where the action, like they're fighting like forward, but the destruction around them is happening backwards. It's weird, baby. Like it's a crazy movie, man.
It's awesome.
It's a trip.
Fucking amazing.
It's a trip of a movie. So definitely recommend it for sure. Everyone check it out. And if you, man,
I'm watching it tonight.
Yes, and send us your review. However you want to send it, you can tweet me, you can email me, and I'm gonna read it on the show for sure. That's fucking awesome. So that was your number one movie?
Yes, that was number one.
All right, that was your box office recap. Back to the board. Number 2, 5, 6, 8. We are running out of segments.
Here Let me go to number 5.
Number 5. Drew, please let us know.
Movie news. Next?
Movie news section. Here we go. Okay, let me see. I got some real quick movie news stories, and we're actually expanding to TV real quick because this story making the rounds. Everyone's super excited. I wanted to talk about it. Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yes, you know what I'm talking about. The hosting Saturday Night Live on November 12th, I think.
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
He's back.
That's crazy.
Finally.
And was
this a big deal?
It's a huge
It's
deal.
Huge.
This is gigantic because, first off...
He hasn't been on film in God knows how long.
Yeah, he hasn't been in a movie in forever.
A TV show. He hasn't had himself videotaped since he fucking went to Africa.
So he has nothing to promote. Like, why?
No.
Usually when people host, it's like, I got a movie, I got a TV show. Or, you know, like, it's Hamilton. The guy is hot, so like, we got this hot guy.
Here's the thing.
This is like a comeback type of deal.
Dave Chappelle, I mean, everybody... He's fucking Dave Chappelle, for Christ's sake.
Mm-hmm.
When he was the hotness, you know, before he did the whole "I'm going to Africa" thing,
yeah,
he was never on SNL. They never gave him the chance.
He didn't have a chance. His show was even not long enough for him to finally get on SNL. He was on air for like 2 or 3 years when it was all said and done.
Yeah.
And he's coming back out of nowhere. I'm so excited.
Well, I mean, apparently he's been making the rounds when my buddy went.
Well, he's been doing stand up.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Yeah.
He's just popping up in comedy clubs.
Exactly. My buddy was in New York. Apparently, Chris Rock came out and said he was introducing his friend Dave Chappelle. And Dave Chappelle came out and did a set.
Oh, wow.
Of course, Dave was kind of drunk, and at the end, he had to be escorted out of the comedy club.
That's the thing with a lot of these sets, though, that he's been doing, where they are epic long sets, like 2 hours. He's just up there talking and shit. And he's also doing a thing where if he does a set, they hand out those bags where they put the phones in a bag.
Yep.
And then the bag is locked up. And then when you leave,
then you get your phone back.
You get your phone back because the bag unlocks when you leave the club or whatever. So you can't record him. He doesn't want to be recorded and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's crazy that he doesn't want to be recorded.
So you get patted down?
Yeah, or they're just like, if you want in, you have to put your phone in this bag. Like, you can't. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how they do it, Baby Black, but that's how they're doing it.
What about them Google glasses? They record on.
I know, right? There's so many. Or little tiny hidden, like, lapel. Like, I mean, they had that shit in the 70s.
You don't know when he's popping up either, though. That's the whole thing,
that
too.
That is another thing. But you would know if you go to a club and they're handing out these phone bags. Like, oh, why are you? You know, I don't know. I don't know how they do it, but if you try to YouTube Dave Chappelle stand-up footage, I don't think you're gonna find anything because they found a way to keep that shit off. Now he's gonna be on SNL with A Tribe Called Quest. It's gonna be the musical guest. So I haven't watched SNL in forever. I'm looking forward to that.
Tribe's got a new album coming out.
Well, so they have something to promote.
Yeah.
Actually, isn't there a new album called like Final?
I don't know but I know for a fact that Kendrick Lamar does a song on it, Jack White does a song on it, Andre 3000 does a song with them.
Crazy. Interesting.
Because one of the guys fucking died this year while they were making the album.
Yeah, the one who was a diabetic. What was his name?
I forget.
Trife or something.
Trife. Yeah. Remember from the documentary. Did you ever see the documentary?
The Michael Rapaport
did? Beats Rhymes Life.
Yep.
Trials of a Tribe Called Quest. It's really
good. I
did
see DJ AM documentary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I didn't see that one. Back to movie news real quick. The Simpsons has been renewed for seasons 29 and 30.
Of course. I mean, isn't that just a given at this point in time?
Oh, not necessarily.
Until Matt Groening says, I'm done?
No, when the actors say that they're done, they price themselves out. Because they keep asking for raises.
And they keep getting it.
And they keep getting them. For 2 more seasons, they keep getting the raises. So they're like, all right, we'll come back and do more recordings if you want to pay us this stupid amount of money to do, you know, not that much work. So they renewed for 2 more. It may be 30 and done. After they do 30 seasons, they'll be officially the longest running show on TV and also the most episodes. Yeah. They're the longest running now. Gunsmoke, back in the 50s, was on for less seasons, mm-hmm. but their seasons were longer.
More episodes.
So they have more episodes. Yeah. So The Simpsons is going to blow all that shit away. I still watch The Simpsons, man. I still like that show. I know a lot of people are like, it was better in the 90s.
And they don't age.
That show's been on my entire life.
Exactly.
Mac had been 3 years old for 30 years.
Exactly. Yep. So is Bart and Lisa have been in elementary school for how long?
Yeah. but because shit still changes, though, because like recently the lady who played Krabappel died, mm-hmm. so Bart has a new teacher. He's got to have a new teacher. I'm watching a new season, actually. Except for, I think, the Halloween episode. And finally, real quick, Leonardo DiCaprio and Martin Scorsese last worked together for A Wolf of Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Love that movie. They're coming back together, making another movie together. This one called Devil in the White City.
Sweet.
So we got another team up of. I love DiCaprio. I mean, Gangs of New York. Crazy good.
Yes.
Aviator. Wild movie.
Yes.
Most recently, we just had Wolf of Wall Street.
The Departed.
Shutter Island and The Departed. Yeah. What's that, 5 or 6 already?
Yeah. I love Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's good. He's really good. And he's also all about that environmental stuff, too. Yeah. He has a glacier, like, melting ice caps documentary that's for free on YouTube.
Apparently it's really good.
Anyone can watch it. And
you know, National Geographic, I think he on that channel.
Oh, they did that too? Yeah. And for this documentary, they got the Nine Inch Nails guys, Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, to do the score to do the documentary. Those guys, they only do scores for David Fincher movies, but then they did one for...
Leo.
For good old... He's Leo, man. Whatever Leo wants, Leo gets.
I'm sure.
Except for A Game of Basketball with George Clooney, apparently. Okay, so I read this interview with George Clooney. Clooney has a bunch of friends where they get together and they play basketball, like once a week. And it's like him, a bunch of old men, right? Mm-hmm. They just play for fun. Leonardo DiCaprio, for years, he's had his friends go over to his place and they play basketball. But apparently they're way more into it, much more serious. And DiCaprio was floating the idea of like trying to get a game between his crew and Clooney's crew, like a pickup game. And Clooney was like, no, you know, you guys, I don't know. We don't know if we want to do that. And they kept egging him on, and finally they did it. And according to Clooney, like him and all the lackadaisical old men, like they whooped up on DiCaprio and all them youngsters with their like fucking Under Armour shit and everything. And then they haven't played again since. But it's George Clooney, you know, take that shit with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
He's an old man. He's an old man who likes to tell stories. So what was that? That was movie news. Movie news is over. What we got? What's 2, 6, and 8?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, the show's getting so close to the end. Baby, like. 2, 6, or 8?
8. Let's roll 8. All
right.
Billy D.
Billy D's Death at the Movies.
Whoa, heavy. There's that word again. Heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What?
All right, here we go. Billy D is our New York City senior correspondent and horror film aficionado. You can find him on Twitter at I Love Blood. He writes in every week. He hit us up. Let's see what Billy D has to say.
What is up, my dudes?
What's up, Billy?
I did not make it out to the movies until later today.
Oh, man.
That's
the future.
But I did get all caught, or possibly the present, but I did get all caught up on Channel Zero and finished Black Mirror. All
right.
Channel Zero is outstanding so far. It's super creepy and well-made. Hmm. At first, I was shocked it was a sci-fi show. Like last year's also fantastic, The Expanse, Channel Zero appears to have a budget beyond the tens of dollars.
Yeah, it does. It's not cheap.
I don't know how far you guys have made it, but I like to think of it as a more adult slash scary Stranger Things. Minus, you know, Tooth Monster.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, well, it's more adult.
Tooth Monster's so weird.
Creepy. It's creepy is what it is. But,
and you know, seriously, I was even cool with the Tooth Monster until it starts sucking on that dude's fingers. And now I'm totally freaked out.
It likes to suck on fingers. Tooth Monster likes to suck fingers.
I don't know how far you guys have made it, but I think it's a more adult scary Stranger Things. It really opens up some childhood anxieties and then pushes them down with a long, bony pirate finger. Check out both these shows on Netflix and Sci-Fi. Get freaked the F out. Stay cool, Billy D.
Baby, like, there's a show on the Sci-Fi channel called Channel Zero. And it is creepy as fuck,
it's really
bro.
Weird, man. I don't know how I missed this one.
It's new.
Yeah, it's new. Brand new. They're only doing 6 episodes, mm-hmm. and I think they just did 4. So 5 is coming out on Tuesday. And it's based on, like, someone just wrote, like, a creepy little story on the internet. They put it on this website called Creepypasta. That's what the kids are into. And someone took that website and they're turning, like, all the stories into their own, like, TV episodes, whole series. So it's kind of like the Twilight Zone or something, where, you know, each season's going to be its own story. And this story, it's creepy about these kids who saw this crazy, like, puppet show, but no one else can see the puppet show. And then, like, it's making the kids evil or something. And
I'm going to see that tonight.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
It's called Channel Zero.
It's on Sci-Fi. And it's pretty much like Billy said, it's crazy how it doesn't look like it's super cheap. Like, Sci-Fi, I think, like Sharknado.
Yeah.
You know, like, really cheap stuff. But this looks like something that would be on, like, AMC or HBO.
Well, that American Horror Story this season is getting crazy.
Man, I haven't watched any of it. You've been watching that?
Yeah.
And it's all, like, found footage, mockumentary style, right?
That's what it is. That's how they're doing it. But, like, Blair Witch kind of type.
But what's the... Is it, like, is it a haunted house? Is it a monster? Or what's the bad guy?
No, it's the land that they're on.
The land is haunted.
Right, the land is haunted.
Okay.
But it's crazy because they did, like, a reality show. They did, like, a reenactment of everything.
Yeah.
And now... Like, it was gone off. Like, everything was over.
Yeah.
So now part two of it is they brought all the actors back, the real people back, back to the house.
Okay, to revisit everything?
Right, and yeah.
That sounds crazy.
Direct to everybody.
I like how they got Cuba Gooding Jr. in there.
Right.
Because after he did the People vs. OJ, right. It's the same guy. So it's like, let me get
you in. And the girl in Marsha Clark,
I think is in there, Sarah Paulson. Well, she was already on, like, season two of American Horror Story, right. I remember. So she's done some of that first. Because it's all the same dude. You know, it's the same guy who did the show Glee. You know that show Glee?
Oh, you doing that?
Yeah, it's the same dude. Same guy. Ryan Murphy is this guy.
It's two sides of the same coin. He's like, this is my super happy side. This is my dark side.
Yeah, this is me, you know, like, hey, and singing songs, having a good time. Like, this is me thinking about pig monsters. he's indulging in both. He's an interesting dude.
I like the way they did this one.
Yeah. Oh, okay, word. Because I like the first season. The second one lost me. Really didn't get into the third one. Didn't watch any of the fourth or fifth one. But the commercials for this one have been
intriguing. You didn't watch the Lady Gaga?
No.
Nope.
That's the hotel one, right?
Right.
Not even one episode. You liked it?
The worst one for me was the circus.
That's the... Yeah, I didn't even watch that
one. I didn't like the real circus one.
I remember when the circus one was on, I think SBK and those guys were watching it. And, like, as the season progressed, they were into it at first. But then as each episode were going, they were getting less and less into it. And I don't even think any of them finished it.
It probably just got too weird for them. In which case, man, maybe we should have watched that one.
I don't know.
Is it like, did they get all fucking Carnival on some asses?
I don't even think it's like that. No, not weird like that. Just, I don't know.
It was crazy. One lady had three titties. It was crazy, man.
Oh, I love a good three titty lady.
Oh, like in Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, it's Total Recall. Exactly.
Wouldn't be the first three titty lady I saw.
Those were blue titties, too, to make it even weirder. It looked like she was underwater for too long. That was Billy D's Death Movies.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Billy D. We appreciate it. All right. What we got left? 2 and 6. Oh, my goodness. 2 and 6. Here we go.
Evil number 6.
Evil number 6. Dr. Drew.
Netflix.
Netflix, it's the pick of the week. Here we go. Dr. Drew shaking it up. And there's some in there.
Okay, yeah, make sure. Ahead.
So you do that, I'll do this.
We got what you see. Movies on fleek. Netflix, it's the pick of the week. Netflix, it's the pick of the week. Netflix, it's the pick of the week.
Here we go. Drew Scoggins, to make sure the Netflix pick of the week is still on there. Baby Like just pulled it out of the randomizer. 9,000. We got the thumbs up. Baby Like, please let everyone know it was this week's Netflix.
Man vs. Snake.
Oh, that's a good documentary.
The Long and Twisted Tale of Nibbler.
This is a cool documentary. We just saw this at the Florida Film Festival earlier this year. Mm-hmm. And it's about a guy who, in the 80s, he played this video game. Well, it was an arcade game.
Right.
What was it?
Nibbler.
It could get to a billion?
Yeah.
It was like the only game where the score, the zeros, there was enough zeros that he could get to a billion points. But in order to get to a billion, you have to play the game. It took like over 24 hours, like 30 hours of gameplay will get you to a billion. So he did it once when he was a teenager. And then when he was in his 30s or 40s, he found out that someone else beat the score. And he's like, no shit. So he buys a machine and then he's training and he's trying to get to a billion again. And the documentary is about him trying to recapture those glory days and stuff. And it's a fun movie. It's really good. Right, Drew?
I mean, it's a great movie. Some of it's kind of sad.
Oh, sure. It's
only title started. Misleading, but, you know.
Dude, I thought the same thing. I saw at the film festival, right? They had the list of movies to watch, and it just said documentary, Man vs. Snake. And I'm like, man, I hate snakes. I ain't watching a movie about a fucking snake. Ugh, it's gross. It's disgusting. There's not a single snake in the whole movie, nope. Man. It's just about a video game. And the video game itself, the character is a snake.
Right,
but you never see one. And I was like, thank God. Because I have such a snake phobia.
Me too.
But yeah, man.
You can rob me with a snake.
Yeah. Yes, me too, man.
You know, man. You can stick. You don't even have to have a gun. Nothing.
Like, and be like, yo, what's up, bro? Give me that shit.
Yeah. Giving it up.
It could be a garden snake that's just like trying to get away. Like, yep. No, I'm so weak. What are you going to do? I know. Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know what it is about snakes. It just gets you.
Oh, what it is that they're evil creatures from another world, baby. Like, that's what it is. They're evil, evil things. Unnatural, not godly.
Completely natural.
Not godly.
100% godly.
No, terrible, terrible creatures from another world. But I can recommend this documentary. Not only there's no snakes in it, but it's well made. It's fun. It's good stuff. It's about a bunch of dudes in the 80s playing video games, and then as old men trying to play the games again. Some crazy Canadian guy. Remember that guy?
Oh yeah, he's weird.
With dreadlocks. Yeah. A bunch of weirdos. Maybe like a bunch of weirdos. Man vs. Snake, long twisted tale of Nibbler. Guys, check it out on a Netflix instant pick of the week. Also, bonus pick if for you Amazon Prime users, baby, like, have you seen The Neon Demon?
No.
Dude, that is a wild movie. It's weird.
It's a movie.
It's a movie.
Really weird. Yeah.
It's about a young girl, the girl who played Cinderella in the live action Cinderella movie that just came out. She plays a young girl who goes to LA to become a model, and she gets drawn into this crazy underworld of modeling where they, like, there's some evil shit going on.
Spoiler, people eat people.
There's some cannibalism going on. A little bit. It's a crazy movie.
A lot bit.
I recommend the movie in that it's very weird and different and so interesting.
And so different.
And gorgeous to look at.
It's very pretty.
It has a really cool soundtrack.
Say the neon.
The neon demon. But.
I wouldn't be surprised if you hate it.
I don't guarantee you're going to like it. Because it's such a weird movie. It's so different. I guarantee you've never seen a movie like it.
Correct.
That type of deal. So The Neon Demon is worth checking out for sure. That's on the Amazon Prime right now. All right. So before we get to number two, we got to do this. Guys, it's time for Drusa Cogburn versus the world. That's right. Drusa Cogburn. Drusa Cogburn versus the world. Drusa Cogburn versus the world. Drew, you are 14-10 this year, sir. 14-10. You won last week. This week's game is called Tis the Season. All right? I'm going to tell you the movie. You tell me the holiday that's in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Because it's now the holiday season. Okay. We're on it now, all right?
Okay.
So I have two groups of five, A and B. Drew, you won last week, so you got to go first. You want A or B?
A.
A, here we go. Name the holiday. I'll tell you the movie. Number one, Home Alone.
Christmas.
Correct. Number two, When Harry Met Sally.
There's a fucking holiday in that movie.
Yeah, it is.
Thanksgiving.
Ooh, New Year's Eve. Yeah. Number three, Jaws.
Fourth of July.
That is correct. Number four, Son-in-Law.
Easter.
Ooh, Thanksgiving. And number five, The Karate Kid.
What? Christmas.
Ooh, Halloween. Oh. Remember they all dressed up? He dresses like the...
Man,
They go to the dance. So you got two out of five.
That was not good.
Here we go, Baby Lack.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
All right.
You saw how the game works. Here we go. I tell you the movie, you tell me the holiday. Number one, Gremlins.
Christmas.
Correct. Number two, E.T. the Extraterrestrial.
Halloween.
Correct. Number three, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I have to say Christmas again.
Oh, incorrect. That's Thanksgiving. Number four, Ernest, Scared, Stupid.
Ernest, Scared. Oh, that was Halloween.
That is correct. Number five, Money Train.
Money Train. Labor Day.
No, New Year's Eve. They tried to rob the train on New Year's Eve, but he got 3 out of 5. You are the winner. Congratulations, baby.
Yes,
Lack.
Yes. I think I'm 3-0 against
you. Are.
You
are.
Oh, man. You got his number. You got his number. Well done, baby. Lack. Good job. Let's go ahead and flip up number two. What's the final segment of the show? Number two. What does it say there?
Ah. Dr. Drew.
Oh, time for Dr. Drew's 2 cents to close it out. Hope Drew's ready.
You must be Doc Holliday.
Well, that's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
Here we go. Dr. Drew, take it away.
Chris,
Drew,
stop what you're doing. And go see Dr. Strange right now. Okay?
Me?
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Are you back? Have you seen Dr. Strange? Awesome. Go see it again.
What?
Doctor out.
Doctor is out. Thank you so much, Dr. Drew. We appreciate it. Double duty. Go see Dr. Strange twice.
He told us that with latex gloves on.
He smacked them together and was like, now bend over and go see Dr. Strange. Guys.
I think something else is happening there, Chris.
And guys, that was episode 200 of Cinema Crespediso, the remix edition. I had a good time. Did you enjoy that?
That was wacky.
That was pretty wacky, wild time. It was like a wild train ride, man. You didn't know where it was going next until we pulled into the station safe and sound. I think it's more like a roller coaster, not a train ride. Baby Lack, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Y'all some of the coolest dudes I know.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You know what I'm saying? For real,
you're
man.
You're one of the coolest dudes we know, man.
And next time I come, bring y'all hood card.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I've been meaning to renew that.
Yeah.
Hey, I left Staten Island 15, 16 years ago, man. So my card is so expired.
Yeah.
So expired. Drew, thank you very much.
Very welcome.
Thank you everyone for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. Rate us and review us on iTunes and Stitcher. And email us, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. We'll be back next week with 201. Let's break off another hundo, Drew. Let's do it. Yeah, yeah.
What's up? It's your boy Stone the Terrible.
It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff from Forget That Yo Radio. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso,
the number one show for movie reviews. Now back to the show.
Yo, yo, what's good, world? This is your boy Steezy coming to you straight out of the Trap House. We are pumping out 2 brand new shows a week for you featuring the illest open discussion in O-Town. We love highlighting local Orlando talent, including comedians, musicians, artists, and anyone with beer money. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to finally know what the heat of the week is and not feel like a downright herb, download Steezy's Trap House on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher today. Get booked!
We'll be right back.
I told Drew and Chris that I'd write them a song. I broke out my guitar, it didn't take long. They talked directors and actors and factor in a funky blend of film nerd stuff and box office weekends. Oh, oh,
Cinema.
Chris Bediso.
With Chris and Drew.
Cinema.
Chris Bediso.
Me and you.
Settle back
and enjoy the news and views.
View the movies we go with Chris Crespo.